Well, good morning, Peninsula Hope Church, and happy Easter and happy Resurrection Sunday. We hope you guys are doing well, that you're staying safe and healthy. Let me open us up in some prayer. Lord Jesus, we love you so much. And Father God, we thank you for what this day means for not only us as believers, but the entire world. Lord Jesus, I pray for those everywhere, Lord, that are celebrating your resurrection, churches that are meeting online everywhere, Lord. We pray for today. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would guide my words, speak to me and through me as we talk about you, Lord Jesus, and how amazingly wonderful you are. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Well, as I said earlier, I hope you guys are doing well. We are in a very different season in the world, and churches had to be a little bit different. And so this week, as I was thinking about what I wanted to be preaching on and how I wanted to present that, I started thinking about our situation as we are all sheltering in place. And one of the buzzwords that we are hearing about everywhere, or you're reading about it, maybe you're talking with your friends about it, and it is the new normal. And this is a word that I heard many years ago. A pastor talked to me about it, and at the time I didn't even know what it meant. It didn't quite make sense to me. But now that we are talking about it on a daily basis, I want to talk to you guys about it, because the reality is that it's not just that we are going through this new normal in the world, but because of Jesus' resurrection and what that means, we all experience a new normal. And so I thought, you know, where would be a great place to start the sermon today? And it starts with that definition of what exactly a new normal is. A definition that I found that I think puts this in the best perspective, or makes the most sense, is this. It says, the new normal is the current state of being after some dramatic change has transpired. What replaces the expected, usual, typical state after an event occurs. The new normal encourages one to deal with the current situations rather than lamenting what could have been. And so what we see from the definition is that there's a couple of things going on. One, some dramatic change has taken place. And with the sheltering in place and everything going on with the coronavirus, there is obviously something significant that is going on, that is taking place. And what we normally have come to expect in our daily lives has totally changed. And then finally, that third thing is that there's this idea or this concept of some kind of encouragement to start working on the present situation versus thinking about what could have happened or what could have been. Now, we are so blessed, because when we think about the resurrection of Christ and Holy Week and also his crucifixion on Friday, we're blessed because our reality about Christ, we only go through one new normal, and that is that Jesus has risen. Amen. But for the disciples and earliest followers of Christ, they also dealt with his death. So in a very short period of time, they actually had two new normals that they had to deal with. And here is the thing about any new normal, is that any new normal that we go through, it has some challenges. As you guys have all been part of our church online, and churches everywhere have been doing this, there has been some challenges that have come up, and specifically with the vehicle that we're using to do our sermons and gatherings, we're using Zoom. And originally, there was really only one challenge with Zoom, and that was, how are we going to get people to use this? So we had to think about, how do we teach people how to use it? How do we get the information about using it out to people? And so that was the first challenge that we had. But very soon we came to realize that there were many more challenges ahead of us. We started seeing different audio issues. So we had to learn how to mute everybody in the room. And from there, we had more challenges come up. And the latest one that we had last week was dealing with all of Zoom's new security protocols that have come up. And so we had to manage some of those challenges as well. But it's not only us that has challenges with the new normal. the disciples and the earliest followers of Christ after the resurrection, they also had challenges. And so I want to talk about some of those with you today. The first one is that the disciples would be hated by the world. Matthew 24:9 says, "Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me." So disciples and the earliest followers of Christ, they were hated by the world. That is a significant challenge that they faced. Many of them would lose their lives. They would be martyred for Christ. We also see that many of them were extremely persecuted. Luke talks about this in Luke 21:12. It says, "But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and put you in prison. And you will be brought before kings and governors, all on account of my name." So in the name of Christ, people were killed, they were martyred, they were persecuted. We also see the growth of false teaching. The Apostle Paul talks about this significantly in the New Testament. We see this everywhere, that false teachers were talking about false Christs and all kinds of weird teaching to take advantage of the situation, whether it was for monetary gain or just wanting to get people to follow them. So another challenge that the disciples and early followers of Christ had after the resurrection was dealing with all of the false teaching that was going around. And the final challenge, and there's many more, but the ones that we're talking about today, it's personal challenges, right? It's personal sin. It's the challenges that people have when their teacher is no longer around. And Jesus wasn't no longer around in the physical sense on a daily basis with the disciples and his followers. So he wasn't there to teach them and to hold them accountable. And if any of you guys have had an accountability partner or you've had a teacher or someone discipling you, you know how important that is. And so to lose that is a tremendous challenge to your faith and the way that you live every day. But here is what's so amazing and what's so interesting about this is that even though Jesus was no longer around on a daily basis in the physical sense, God promised that he would send somebody that would be. And that's the Holy Spirit. And it's so amazing that even though Jesus wasn't there, the Holy Spirit was living inside of all of the believers of Christ. So there's this flip side to the challenges that we experience in the new normal. And that flip side is the blessings that can be found in the new normal. During our shelter in place, I've talked to various people and seen things online and read things, and it's so amazing that people are experiencing many blessings with what's going on. Many people are reconnecting with family. It's so incredible to hear people that are often so busy in their everyday lives, but now because they're at home 24/7, they're able to have dinners with their families. They're able to watch movies and play games, and that is so incredible. I've also heard people say, you know what, we had so many projects. We had to clean out the garage, or we had to paint the outside of this wall or that wall, and they're having the chance to do that. And that's an amazing thing, that the blessing of time has helped them. I've also talked to people who said, you know, we want to use this time wisely, and so we're going to start to study. And so many people have been learning a new skill, whether it's learning to play an instrument. They're learning more about Jesus. They're getting deeper into the Bible. It is such a blessing. And then one other thing, and I can't exactly explain why this is happening. Maybe it's fear or just love, really, that people are actually connecting more with friends and family than they did before we were sheltering in place. That is a blessing. And it's so exciting to see, because it's connecting people more and more each and every day. And as Christians, we too experience many blessings from the resurrection of Christ. For one, the Old Testament sacrificial system of asking for forgiveness of sins through an atoning sacrifice, that is no longer necessary. Imagine for yourselves, it's hard enough to get ground beef right now. Imagine if you had to get a goat. So praise God that we do not have to deal with that system anymore. We have forgiveness of our sins. The Holy Spirit, the guide, the teacher, he lives within us. And that is such a tremendous blessing for living our lives as Christians and also doing ministry. We have been reconciled to God. We no longer have that broken relationship with him. Jesus' resurrection has reconciled us to God. We are no longer bound to the guilt and shame of our sins. We now have freedom through Christ. We can also trust that we serve a risen Savior. Jesus did what he said. We no longer have to speculate or think. We know we serve a risen Savior. Amen. We also know that God's promises are true, so we know that Jesus is coming back. And the final blessing is that eternal life is available for anyone and everyone who chooses to believe in Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And that is indeed incredibly good news for everyone. I hope you're beginning to see that despite the challenges that we go through with a new normal, there are also so many incredible blessings. And the final thing I want to talk about is, besides eternal life, and eternal life is part of this, is probably the most important and most incredible. And that is the new normal of Jesus' resurrection. It gives us a new beginning. Part of that new beginning is a new relationship with God and with others. Romans 5 verses 9 through 10 says this: since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? So as you see, prior to Jesus' death and resurrection, we were enemies with God because of our sin. So we've been reconciled. We have that new relationship. And we have new brothers and sisters in Christ as well to help us, to guide us and direct us, to hold us accountable. That is indeed an incredible new beginning. We also have a new citizenship. Philippians 3 verses 20 and 21 says this: but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Right? We're not just citizens of a country. We're not just citizens of one place or another. We are citizens of heaven. Again, an incredible new beginning. We have a new family. John 1 verse 12 says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. We are God's children. We are loved by him that much. What an incredible beginning that we have because of this new normal of Jesus' resurrection. We can cry out, Abba, Father, to God. And the final thing I wanted to talk about is that this new normal, this new beginning also gives us a new purpose. If any of you were out there before saying, you know, I just am wondering what my purpose is for, why am I here? Well, here's the two reasons. We find one in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. So one of our purposes is to go out and share the gospel message of salvation through Jesus with everyone and anyone. And our other purpose is found in Isaiah 43 and 7. It says, everyone who is called by my name, who I created for my glory, who I formed and made. So our other purpose is to glorify God. We are to praise him, to show the world his awesomeness and how amazing he is. So we need to glorify him. What an incredible purpose to glorify God and to share that with the world. Again, an incredible new beginning that we have through this new normal of Christ's resurrection. Before I close this out in prayer, I want to encourage you guys this week, because I know you are going to hear about a lot of new normals this week. You're going to turn on the TV, you're going to surf the internet, and you're going to hear about the new normal. Every time that that happens, I want you to think about Jesus and his resurrection. And I want you to use that as motivation to share with your friends and family of the love in Christ and how much he loves us, that he would sacrifice the way that he did. We are experiencing incredible times, but in this new normal, there is so much incredible opportunity. And if any of you out there do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I pray sincerely, Lord Jesus, that you would just speak to these individuals on how much they need you, because you need God more than ever. So I encourage you to say, Lord Jesus, enter my heart. I am a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. And Lord, I know that you died and were resurrected, and I believe. And if you're doing that, we want to welcome you to this new family, to this new beginning. Lord Jesus, we love you. Lord, I pray for those everywhere who are going through challenges. I pray, Lord, for your blessing and your help on them. Lord Jesus, I pray that we will hear reports all around the world of how many people have come to know you today. Lord, I pray for those in need of finances, of housing, of jobs, of health, Lord Jesus. Be with them. Lord, we love you and we thank you for the new normal that we have through you. We pray this in your name. Amen. We love you guys, and we hope to see you guys soon. We're praying for you. God bless. Happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Sunday. God bless.